Line report, news and analysis. Marvin Cowell, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. The atmospheric blast in the Pacific, the quiet at the State Department. That in 1 minute.
It's the great country, no matter where you go.
Texaco interrupts this commercial to introduce a fantastic new mileage ingredient. You. Yes, you. Because the way you drive can do more to give you better gasoline mileage than any special additive ever could. So drive slowly. Start slowly. Use your air conditioner sparingly. Get tune-ups. Check your tire pressure. And watch your mileage go up. Don't forget, you are the best mileage ingredient you can put in your car. And you don't cost a penny extra.
No more product you can trust. You've got your car to the man who is the star for the kind of product that can take care of your car at every Texaco station. Clean up the nation. You've got your car to the man who is the star. The big, bright Texaco star.
It was a long time in coming, that French atmospheric nuclear test in the South Pacific. And when it came over this past weekend, it produced only thunderous quiet in Washington. The Nixon administration, which is understandably absorbed with Watergate, chose to look the other way and to listen to the blast, in fact, monitor it, but hear nothing. There was a time, pre-Nixon, when the White House and the State Department would combine their once considerable resources and protest against any nuclear tests in the atmosphere, basically those by China and France. Since the other three nuclear powers, Britain, Russia, and the United States, had already pledged in 1963 not to pollute the atmosphere with nuclear testing anymore. Underground testing was permitted as part of the Limited Test Ban Treaty, and there have been signs recently that Moscow and Washington may ban those tests too, once monitoring facilities improve sufficiently to allow the United States to abandon its call for on-site inspection. Anyway, protesting against nuclear pollution of the atmosphere lost its value to the incoming Nixon administration in 1969. Gradually since then, a new silence has replaced the old protest, a silence stripped of all pretense of morality. The new pragmatists who came to power in 1969 explained their silence by saying, France and China would test anyway, regardless of what the United States said, and therefore protests lose their utility. Why bother, in effect? And so it has been for the last 4 years. Every time France or China pollutes the atmosphere with radiation poison, the United States has stood mute before this violation of the spirit of the Test Ban Treaty and before the obvious befouling of the environment. No protest, no outrage, no disgust. Spokesmen retreat behind bland comments about how the United States consistently, as they put it, urges governments to adhere to the Limited Test Ban Treaty. How? In what way? Reporters ask. Spokesmen answer, once last year, before the UN General Assembly, the U.S. joined with others to express the hope that atmospheric testing would stop. And once last year, the U.S. joined Australia and New Zealand to express another hope that atmospheric testing would stop. But when the French test occurred and Australia and New Zealand protested, did the United States protest? Answer, no. Why the no, it is asked. Answer, because it would not be very useful, to quote one spokesman. Aside from this general statement, which explains nothing, there is this explanation which may explain something. So central to administration policy has been the opening to China that the U.S. doesn't want to say anything to disturb the Chinese, such as criticizing their atmospheric tests. And because China can't be criticized, neither can France. In the latest case, two Americans and their ship, the Frey, were picked up by the French on the high seas against their wishes and detained by the French. And even so, the U.S. issues no protest, but does make an inquiry about the health of the Americans. Told they are well, the U.S. again becomes silent. There is silence from the administration, there is something bordering on silence from Capitol Hill, and there is barely a stir across the land that may soon be covered by a radioactive cloud. Now this message.
Hearts want to round up every brown woman in town and run them out before they run your dog down.
Roundworms can strike your dog or cat.
Get rid of them safely with the Hearts once a month wormer. Add it to your pet's dinner every 30 days, and then it'll round up those roundworms and keep them away for good.
Get Hearts once a month wormer at your favorite store and help your dog to be roundworm free evermore.
The Hearts once a month wormer for dogs and cats.
Simple problem. You live outdoors in summer, but electric power for your mower, barbecue, or whatever is indoors. Hi, Pat Summerall here with True Value Hardware Store's simple solution, TrueTest Outdoor Electric Cords. They're insulated to resist weather and oil and chemicals. They're grounded for safety. They're UL listed, and they come in 30, 50, and 100-foot lengths. The 30-foot is just $344. Get TrueTest Outdoor Electric Cords at the participating True Value Hardware Store near your home.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Arvin Kell, CBS News.